Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, Therese Mudgway always has some interesting information for us, and today we thought we'd get into the topic of the blame game. Therese, what is this all about?
Well, it's a common thing that we find in our society today, and let's face it, it's always much easier to blame someone else, including our life not working out, than it is to take responsibility for it yourself.
So what happens, like, in relationships and stuff? You know, when people separate, should they both be taking responsibility, or is it more one person than the other?
The scary thing is that the moment you step into the space of the blame game, you also step in the space of being a victim or victimhood.
Now, there's a lot of victims out there, though, isn't there?
Yeah, we're all guilty of stepping into that space. But the thing is, then you don't actually have to step into victimhood.
Yeah.
And today I'll give you the antidote for it. Now, you may not necessarily like it, but there are so many aspects of our lives that we look at and we blame the economy, we blame the government, we blame our parents, we blame the kids, we blame the financial status of the market, we blame our boss, we blame our... But the moment you're pointing a finger out, you consider you fall into the world of victimhood. And it could be something as simple as blaming the traffic because you're late.
And a lot of people do that.
Yeah, it's a common thing, especially in Sydney, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people blame everybody for their lot in life as well, too, don't they?
Completely. Mm. And the interesting thing to always look at is underneath blame and victimhood is one thing, and that is fear.
Well, yeah, a life lived in fear is a life half lived, and fear, I suppose, is fear part of everybody?
Yeah, we need fear, and we need fear to protect us.
Yeah.
However, a lot of the fear is not real. Mm. So if we take the really, really simple example, because I think this is a common one that everybody deals with and uses, about getting to a meeting, say, or meeting your husband or your wife or whatever for dinner, and you say, oh, I'm sorry I was late. It was my boss held me up, or the traffic, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the moment you're blaming something other than yourself, you're in a state of victimhood. You're a victim of the traffic. You're a victim of your boss.
Right.
But what's driving it is fear, because it may be the fear of you don't want to get into trouble or disappoint or let down the person who you're meeting.
Kids are very good, though, at spinning a story, aren't they, so that they don't get that response.
Yeah, right. And what drives that? Fear. So it gets ingrained at a very young age, because we don't want to get into trouble. We don't want to upset someone. We don't want to let people down. And that is all based on fear.
Well, what do you think we should do then to put in place to change these patterns so that we'll be having a lot better life instead of blaming everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the moment you take responsibility, you're back in a place of power. So, for example, if we take again the whole being late because of whatever reason, rather than being a reaction to your circumstance or reacting to the environment, you can act in accordance with the facts. Two very different things. So if I'm running late, I can say, I am sorry that I am late. I did not allow enough time.
Ah, so now you're taking responsibility.
I'm taking responsibility. Not like I'm bad or wrong, not like it's my fault, but I'm taking responsibility.
Well, I tell you what, some great advice again. And I think, you know, it's one of those things that it doesn't happen overnight. You've got to work at this, don't you? You've got to sort of mentally put it into your brain. But also, I'm a visual person, so sometimes I have to write things down like this and then maybe cut out photos out of a magazine that represent those things to me so that I put it on a wall. And every time I walk past it, I keep reminding myself of what I've got to be doing.
Absolutely, Ben, and that's a really, really brilliant idea.
Well, thank you very much, Therese. Always very interesting information. And, of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. She's always got some great advice. And, of course, you can find out her contact details at mindfood.com.
Thanks, Ben.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.